Continuing our ice fishing previews, today we're in Devil's Lake. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. My guest this week is fisheries biologist Todd Caspers. Todd, you manage Devil's Lake, Lake Irvine, and Stump Lake. How are water levels looking in those lakes?
Oh, we're still doing relatively well. I mean, Devil's Lake itself is still fairly high in comparison to, you know, the low water years essentially, but lakes like Irvine, we're getting kind of low up there for boat access and whatnot, but for the fish population, it's still relatively good.
Okay, at the time we're filming this, obviously there's still a lot of open water. Some of the back bays might be freezing up a little bit, but I always make sure the ice is safe before heading out.
Yeah, I mean, on Devil's Lake, you know, we don't really have much ice yet, but, you know, a few places kind of might be a little frozen, but be careful if you're going to go and try it right now.
Okay, most anglers want to know, how are the fish populations doing? And let's start with walleyes.
Oh, on Devil's Lake, they're doing, you know, still pretty well. Numbers are around average, and, you know, anglers will probably kind of notice there's less of those kind of 15 to 20 inch type size walleyes. That kind of goes back to the lower year classes we had from 2013 to 2015. So when there weren't as many of them to start with, there aren't as many of them years later when they're those nicer sized fish. But, you know, there'll probably be a lot of those kind of 12 to 15 inch size walleye more or less on Devils.
Okay, how about Lake Irvine?
Irvine, you know, walleye should be doing pretty well up there. They're, you know, doing pretty well still. And there's a lot of, you know, probably kind of those 15 to 20 inch size fish up there, those nice size keepers. Anglers should catch a fair amount of those.
Okay, and Stump Lake?
And Stump Lake is another good population. They're doing pretty well in there. They're pretty much all the size classes that, you know, the anglers would be interested in out on Stump Lake are above average, so they should have pretty good luck this winter out there, I think.
Okay, and let's move into pike populations.
Pike are a little down kind of from what they've been at times on kind of all three lakes. Irvine, they're still pretty abundant, but not as abundant as they have been. They've been too abundant up there at times, but there'll still be pike for anglers to catch up there. And Devil's Lake, you know, we're down somewhat too on Devil's Lake in comparison to, you know, several years ago, but there should still be fish to catch. And Stump Lake, they've been trending down as well. They probably really don't reproduce much in Stump Lake, but we haven't stocked any in Stump Lake, so they're, you know, kind of on the downward trend in Stump Lake as well.
Okay, let's talk perch.
Perch numbers are usually pretty poor up in Irvine. They just never have much luck up there, probably because of the pike and walleye eat most of the small ones. But when you do see, you know, perch up there, they tend to be pretty good sized fish, but there's just not a lot of them. Devil's Lake, you know, probably be more or less kind of similar to last year. You know, kind of a lot of those kind of smallish keepers, you know, kind of 8 to 10 inches probably. Not a whole lot for those real jumbos out there right now, I don't think, but. And Stump Lake could be kind of the same thing, kind of more on the smaller end, to kind of keeper size, those 8 to 10 inch size fish roughly, with a few, you know, a smattering of those bigger fish out there probably still. But Stump Lake should be pretty good perch fishing out there, I think, this winter.
Todd, are there any other panfish in your lakes here that people target in the wintertime?
We do have a few crappie in Devil's Lake. I mean, they've been in the lake for a long time, but they just never get very abundant. People do catch them on occasion though, and they tend to be pretty good size when they do run into them.
Okay, and if you've never ice fished before, give me some tips on if you're gonna target walleye or pike or perch.
For walleye, they tend to bite better like early in the day and late in the day, like morning, evening type bite. So that's probably the best time to target walleye, but pike and perch tend to feed all day long more or less. So, you know, you can fish for them anytime really.
So if Mother Nature allows, access should be okay, fish populations are good, ice fishing should be decent on these three lakes?
Yeah, I think the fishing success should be all right, provided that we have decent access. That's always kind of the X factor, just depends on what kind of ice conditions we get and how much snow we end up getting. So that's kind of impossible to predict ahead of time.
A lot of great information, Todd, thank you.
Thank you.
Joining me now is Missouri River Systems Manager, Dave Frieda. Dave, we're at Lake Sakakawea. Lake Sakakawea typically is one of the last lakes to freeze in North Dakota. Let's talk water levels first. How are the water levels doing on Lake Sakakawea?
This summer we didn't peak as high as we have the last few years. We're about at target level for going into the spring at 1837 is what we'd like to come into the spring. Overall, in the last year, we've seen a declining reservoir level. And it's kind of been reflected in the fishery somewhat in the upper end of the reservoir. We've seen a little slowing of fishing this summer, and part of that is due to a declining water levels.
Dave, let's move into your fish populations. How are walleyes doing on Lake Sakakawea?
Overall, walleyes are doing pretty good in the reservoir. We are down a little bit from what we were the last couple of years. We've seen, you know, the last two, 3 years, we had the highest walleye abundance and good size structure we've seen since the dam went in. This summer, we did see a little moderation, especially in the mid to upper portion of the reservoir. We've seen some moderation, especially bigger fish, less. The lower end of the reservoir still looks really good. Part of that is with the declining water levels, like we talked about, we've seen a shifting of the population somewhat.
Okay, let's move into pike. A lot of people target the big pike on Lake Sakakawea.
Yeah, Lake Sakakawea is probably still one of the best places in the state to look for a true trophy pike. There's still good numbers of pike in the system. We are trending down. Over the last decade, we've slowly been trending down. We're living off some really big year classes from that 2009 to 2011 era. So those fish are slowly dropping off, but a lot of those are real trophy-sized fish at this point.
Not a lot of panfish to target on Lake Sakakawea during the winter.
No, there isn't. There is some crappies in the upper reservoir. Occasionally, ice anglers will get into them in places, but as far as being able to target them, no. Now, Trenton Lake, which is part of the Missouri River system, that does have a crappie fishery. It's an oxbow lake of the Missouri River.
Okay, let's move into forage. How's forage looking on Lake Sakakawea?
Smelt abundance is still extremely high. Very good smelt abundance.
Okay, you also manage the tail race, Dave. How are things looking down there?
It's kind of challenging right now, and it will be this winter. We're looking at extremely low releases throughout the winter. And it's a little challenging at times for anglers to get a boat in and out, especially early in the mornings when the flows are even lower. There's some fishing to be done. It's also more challenging getting around to some of the traditional spots downriver. But it's, you know, with this nice winter so far, it's looking like it'll be an option to open water fish for quite a while.
When does the big lake typically freeze over?
Typically, the end of December to early January is kind of the time frame when the majority of freeze up occurs. Of course, that can vary tremendously from year to year, but ballpark, end of December, first part of January.
Anywhere to go on Lake Sakakawea, where would you pick?
You know, the reservoir for ice fishing, the upper end is typically more consistent. Earlier bite, obviously, because it freezes earlier, but it's more of a consistent bite. The lower end of the reservoir has a lot of big walleyes and good numbers of fish too, but it's a more challenging fishery. It's typically a smaller window in the, you know, mornings and evening. It's a smaller bite period.
Okay, fish are there, so ice fishing should be okay on Lake Sakakawea this year?
Yeah, like everything, the fish are there. It's whether or not they cooperate, and obviously the weather will play a huge role in that, and ice conditions also.
A lot of great information, Dave. Thank you.
For more information on ice fishing, how to find a lake, or what fish species are stocked in a lake, visit the Game and Fish Department's website at gf.nd.gov.
For Todd Caspers, Dave Frieda, and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us for this week's program. We'll see you again next week.